We are joined here in the media center with the Funny Card champion of the NGK Spark Plugs NHRA 4Y Nationals, Cruz Pedregon. Cruz, it has been 92 NHRA national events since you have won. Talk about that feeling today of crossing the finish line first.
You know, 92 is a good number because that's the year I won my first championship in 1992. So I guess 92 is a good lucky number. And I didn't have any idea that was even on the record. But when I pulled up to the race, I saw Tommy. And my first thought is like, man, didn't we race that guy twice? Because that's a tough car. And I thought one of these runs they're gonna get us because they're a good car. That's a DSR car. And then I saw John. You know, always good to race Force. And then Courtney's had a great car, so I thought, man, we got our work cut out. I says, I just don't want to finish fourth. So I'm going to do everything I can to not finish fourth. And we got the win. I actually didn't believe my ears when Caleb, team manager, got on the radio at the finish line and actually told me we won. I was like, okay, I might have a little wax in my ears, but I really need to make sure I heard that right. So it was surreal. You know, you hear it, cliche, surreal. It's still a little bit surreal. I cannot believe we won this race. It's pretty cool.
You and Aaron your crew chief, have found a new groove this year. Talk about all the changes you've made, not only on your car, but with your team and structure as well.
Well, when I signed with Snap-on in 2010, I had a team that everybody left me, all the crew chief, I had nothing. And Snap-on came on board and sponsored me that year. And within a year, we were winning races. I was tuning the car, but my plate was full. We had something that no one else had. We had, you know, we just had it going on. And then in 14, we started to win less races. And in 15, we hit the wall, and there was some technology going on in Funny Car that we weren't privy to, and we fell behind as a team, personnel wise. So I had to regroup, reload, as they say. I went and hired Aaron, as you say, Aaron Brooks, who was the Lucas Dragster crew chief, a young guy that's hungry, that's very dedicated, and a lot like me in a way. And I thought, you know, I don't want to relinquish all my duties here, but I thought I need to bring someone in here like Aaron that really can take my team and run it the way you need to run it. Because there's just too much to do for one guy. I was driving, I was tuning, I was doing everything. And, you know, and we fell off the pace. So I had to go in and kind of, you know, bring in new people. And thankfully, we were joined this year by Glenn Huzar, who has a lot of years with DSR, Coletta. So it's been a 1-2 punch. I definitely want to mention Glenn Huzar. He's the assistant crew chief on the team. But no question, Aaron's been a great asset. It's just one of those things where, you know in sports when two players or a coach gets with a team and you think, okay, these guys are going right to the top. Man, last year, it's pretty well documented. It was frustrating. There were times where I was thinking, man, what in the world did I do bringing this guy out here? Because he had his ideas, I had mine. But we kept our heads down. Aaron's a good-natured guy. He weathered the storm, my ranting and craziness. He weathered that, and today we have a car that just won a race. So it just goes to show that, you know, you stick with good people, and they'll make you look good, as they say.
Stan.
I have two questions for you. Compare what you're feeling about this victory with the very first victory of your career.
Man, this one ranks right up there, because believe it or not, I was thinking, man, maybe I'm destined to really not win again and just really be like, you know, part of my personality, my makeup. Hey, I don't want to do this unless I'm competitive. I don't have to be out here racing. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. I have a daughter that's 7, travels tough. And what motivates me is having a good running car that people respect. And so for me, it's like going back, like you said, it's like going back, like my first win. Because I kind of restructured things more like a regular team runs, you know, with the personnel, you know. And I, as much as I tried to do everything myself, really, and it's hard to hire people that are really good when you're a single car team. And luckily, Aaron had there was no other holes to fill, so he you know. I'd like to think that he wanted to come to my team, but I think you know, I really am lucky that Aaron was available and did agree to be a part of this team. Same thing with Steve Torrance. You just mentioned him earlier. He's been a really a model and really a team that I've looked at, believe it or not, as a car that in a team that, you know, you can be a single independent car with no attachments to the big teams. And if you hire the right people and you have the funding, you know, that's one of the best dragsters of the last 5 years, Steve Torrance. And so I really applaud him. And really, I look at guys like that and the way they run their operation, he and his dad, and I take notes.
Finally, from me, I know your schedule is tight when you win something like that, but have you had a moment to talk to your family yet?
I have not. You know, my daughter, I thought about my daughter. Actually, I had my girlfriend Melissa get my phone, but you know, it was such a hurricane of events. You know, we get out of the car, the camera's there, and we're hugging people. It's just, this might mess around and be the best, sweetest victory of my career. And I've won almost 40 of these in alcohol, dragsters, funny cars. I've been fortunate to drive some good cars. I've won a lot of races, but this one here is, this one's big, man. It's huge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cruz, I got two questions for you. First, well, it seems this has come out of the blue, but you've been qualifying in the top half of the field virtually every race this year.
Yeah, you know, our performance really has been a lot better than we've shown, and the pressure that I was feeling is like, man, even though the car's on the upward swing, the needle, like the, what's the cliche, is the needle's pointing up, and man, we're there, you know, we're still like 11th in points and falling, and the 10th place guys are moving away. So with all the good feeling I had as far as the car's performance coming around, being more consistent, qualifying in the top half, we still didn't have anything to show for it. So when we won first round, I was like, oh man, at least we got the first round. And then the next round, we're like, man, you know. And then it did cross my mind that, you know, we have a chance. I wasn't too overconfident, and then it was delays and, but, you know, it was really meant a lot to me that our competitors, John Force and Courtney, came up to me and congratulated me. Because John, hey, say what you want about John, but I've raced with him longer than any other competitor out here. And John has always been a class act to me. He's always, you know, I remember laying in the gurney getting ready to go to the burn center. And he gave me his medallion, he gave me his hat. So it really means a lot to me. Hey, 16-time champ, John Force. And you know, just as an honor to race with them and, you know, and come out on top.
And the other one is, can you talk about how competitive Funny Car is this year?
Yeah, I think you said it best, John. There's the fifth different Funny Car winner this year. What, six races? Five, think about that, five. That's a really, really a great accomplishment. Actually, I saw J.R. Todd this morning and I congratulated him. You know, his driver intros, and I'm not too proud. You know, hey, I give credit where credit's due, and So I congratulated them. They're a fellow Toyota team, as you know, JR Todd, the DHL car. But you know, for me, it just shows that, hey, the DSR and the John Force cars don't have all the answers. You know, we can stick our nose in there and mix things up with them. So yeah, it's a great feeling.
Questions from the media?
Actually, can I say one other thing? We have a DSR chassis. The chassis that we have, this is the second race on a DSR. DSR is in Don Schumacher Racing. They sold us Tommy Johnson's car. They stripped their car. Listen to this story. They stripped their car. This is in the wintertime. And their regular car. So they had a new car on the jig. It's coming together. So I called Don. I'm good friends with Don Schumacher. I said, Don, I need a chassis. Don will sell anything, right? So he's a businessman. So what does he do? He gives me Tommy's car. So I have a few friends on Tommy, and I'm friends with Tommy. So basically, they had to put their car back together to go testing. So we have Tommy's car. But truth be known, is it was a very different chassis. The cage location was different. We had to modify it. So we didn't debut it until Houston. And man, it's a good car. Let me tell you, it's a good car. So hey, thanks for the competitors, you know, not competitors, but thanks to Don. Hey, Don, you know, he's a businessman. He sold us a car, and it works really good. So thank you, Don.
Okay, so I got to ask, why did you buy a DSR car versus something from somebody else?
Shoot, you see all the cars winning out here? you know the cars, they're the cars that win. And you know, and John, you know what? I'm gonna mess with Forrest for the rest of his days. John came up to me, John Forrest came up to me and says, Cruz, I'll sell you a chassis, whatever you need. Need a mounted body, I'll make you a deal. And when I needed the chassis, I called Forrest and Robert. I said, hey, I need a chassis. I didn't get a return call back. Oh. So I figured, they probably didn't want to sell me a chassis, those suckers. Okay, watch this. I'll go right over to Schumacher's. And so anyway, who knows? I don't know the story there. Maybe John didn't have one on the jig ready to go. But Don, like I said, he stuck to his word. And you know, and so we have another one on order. So I think I'll be able to pay for it now.
Well, we'll let you get out to winner's circle, and congratulations on your victory today. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye. I appreciate everybody here. Thank you.